It seems to me that it cannot be avoided that the personal aspects of my life definitely contribute just as much to the burnout as the professional or business aspects of my life and the actual work. So as far as these core concepts or these core pillars that I think I need to focus on go, the first, of course, is going to be work-life balance. I think that one is pretty relatable and pretty obvious, likely something that many of you out there are experiencing and hopefully successfully dealing with, the work-life balance, that is. But if not, again, here's at least one person telling you that you are not alone. So first, work-life balance, or for simplicity's sake, maybe I will just say time management. And second, and this is the first one that I think is personal for a lot of people, and that's me included, would be the management of finances and stressing about money. And then third would be lifestyle management, taking care of oneself physically and mentally, something else that can get deeply personal with people.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by Digital Pop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back after what ended up being our longest break yet between recordings. So I want to start off right away by apologizing for that, for the few ravenous listeners out there, if there are any. But I'm going to go ahead and dive right into what I wanted to talk about today, because it's the main reason for the delay in episodes, and that is burnout. Burnout in any work setting, job role, or job type. But as I would imagine, those of you listening to this episode are likely in some way, shape, or form working in the digital marketing space, so specifically burnout in digital marketing. Because over the last couple of weeks and a few days, I definitely hit that level. I definitely got burnt out. Fortunately, I got to spend some of that time getting away up in northern Michigan, which definitely helped me recharge my batteries, spent some time on the lake, and being a Midwestern kid, that's always restorative for me. The full disclaimer, this is likely going to sound like it is mostly about me, and it kind of is, although I really truly hope that there are those of you out there that can identify with or at least maybe find some solidarity in this conversation. Because I want to treat this whole episode as kind of a question, as a conversation. I want to ask, well, anybody who is listening, if you care to reply or comment, I would greatly appreciate it. I'll just ask the question into the internet ether, and that is, how do other solo entrepreneurs or solo freelancers, leaders of small teams, combat the burnout that comes with the incredible pace and nature of the shifting landscape that is digital marketing and now AI marketing? So with that pretty lofty question in mind, I'm really just going to bounce some of my thoughts off of all of you and talk it out with myself. And in doing some reflecting and looking at the past, because this isn't the first time that I've burnt myself out, whether it's with work or various personal issues, I'm working to identify the core aspects of my life that I need to focus on to deal with this cyclical burnout. And I'm definitely going to have to push myself outside of my comfort zone on this one and share some more raw personal aspects of my life. And hopefully not to the detriment of the brand, but I think that's the risk that comes with creating personal content. Because after reflection, it seems to me that it cannot be avoided that the personal aspects of my life definitely contribute just as much to the burnout as the professional or business aspects of my life and the actual work. So as far as these core concepts or these core pillars that I think I need to focus on go, the first, of course, is going to be work-life balance. I think that one is pretty relatable and pretty obvious, likely something that many of you out there are experiencing and hopefully successfully dealing with, the work-life balance, that is. But if not, again, here's at least one person telling you that you are not alone. So first, work-life balance, or for simplicity's sake, maybe I will just say time management. And second, and this is the first one that I think is personal for a lot of people, and that's me included, would be the management of finances and stressing about money. And then third would be lifestyle management, taking care of oneself physically and mentally, something else that can get deeply personal with people, of course. So first, time management, which for me really just means appropriate compartmentalization of the priorities that I want to focus on in my life. First being family, second being work, third being personal well-being and things like self-care and making time for hobbies. And I'd be lying if I said that the balance between one and two, family and work, is easy to juggle, which is nothing novel and nothing new to anybody who's running a business or to anybody who's really had a professional full-time job, I'm sure. But it still very much contributes to my stress and anxiety. And I find when I've had the most success is when I've been pretty rigorously strict with myself on the hours that I allow myself to keep on my schedule. I think I thrive on routine, which includes a set time in the morning to focus on self-care, exercise, starting off the day positively, a set time during the day for working hours. And this becomes a challenge as I've had to hold multiple jobs at multiple points in my career path. Some days are spent at a 9-to-5, others spent fully freelancing, and others a combination of both. And often it feels like both need a full day's attention. And I'm sure and hopefully there are those of you listening that identify with that as well. And this is where that strict nature of the scheduling becomes so important for me, whether the hours are going to be 9-to-5, or in my case, something like 7-to-6, 7-to-5, and then most importantly, time with my family, my wife, my daughter, my pets, my extended family for dinner or other engagements. From the end of that workday to baby's bedtime, so, you know, 5-to-8 or 5-to-9, it has to be about family. And then what ends up being extremely challenging, and I'm debating whether or not is part of the actual burnout, is trying to work from 9-to-midnight or 10-to-midnight or even later to get more time in for the business. And I often find myself wondering, are these the hours that are actually required? Is this a sacrifice that has to be made to actually grow the business within these rigorous time limits, these late night hours? And I feel more and more like it is, and they are required, because the type of success that I'm envisioning is not going to come without sacrifice, which is another harsh reality that I think we all have to deal with. But is that also the workload that's leading to the burnout? And feels like that's most likely the case. So can I optimize my life in other ways and the other core areas to make up for that difference? And that's the question I often find myself asking. And so for me, the answer to this one, time management, is pretty simple, but maybe not easy. Well-organized, well-structured daily calendar, and true commitment to routine. And of course, while this might not be the case for most people, that routine and that discipline for me often lead to what feels like more personal freedom in the long run. But again, I want this to be a discussion. So if there's anybody listening to this who feels the same or maybe feels differently, please feel free to hit me up in the comments. I would absolutely love to chat some more. Now, the next one is a hard one for me to open up and talk about. And I know it's a sensitive subject for a lot of people, especially in this country right now, given the state of the economy, and that is finances. And I am almost too proud to say, but not quite, that I have struggled with money management throughout most of my adult life. And I know that that causes a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety and absolutely contributes to my mental fatigue and my burnout. And here again, I feel like I know what I need to do and what needs to change, things like being deliberate about every dollar spent for both my business and for personal expenses, being realistic about long-term projections for income and expenses, and adamantly sticking to my budgets. And things like this, again, this is a hard one for me to open up and admit, but I know I'm not alone. And if you are out there listening to this, feeling similar stresses and anxiety about finances, then know that you are not alone either. And then lastly, and another one that can be definitely tough for people to contend with and to discuss openly, I think, is just general lifestyle management. And for me, this means staying on top of my vices. Of course, we all have our own individual vices, whether it's food or alcohol or smoking or video games or television, whatever it might be, that can very slowly start to creep in and take too large of a role in our lives. And this is another area where I know I've been less than diligent, an area where I know I need to reprioritize and prioritize important things, again, like my family, my family's future, my business, the future of my business, security. All of these boring but infinitely important things are what I need to be actively working towards each day. You know, not a cocktail at the end of the day or the snack breaks throughout the day or all the other things that creep in and try and take control of the wheel. Those vices can no longer be the finish line at the end of the day. Instead, they need to take a back seat to the all important, much more important finish lines that I have set for myself, the long-term goals that need to be prioritized. Anyway, I have already rambled on long enough now about why and how I've arrived at this burnout place, but in order to get back up on this podcast horse, this is the episode that I needed to record. I needed to just have a little back and forth with you guys and the internet. So if you are still listening to this point, first of all, thank you for being a listener, and second of all, for caring to listen this far. And I hope that you find some solidarity, some optimism, some companionship in this episode, in these struggles, in this burnout that we all likely have dealt with before. And I want to say again that I would love to hear from anybody who hears this episode on how they can overcome or how they have overcome burnout, if they've experienced burnout, what it's been like, how they've turned it around, how they've implemented time management strategies or financial management strategies, how they've tackled their vices and tackled those lifestyle decisions that bring about negative consequences or perpetuate these negative burnout cycles. Again, I would really love for this to be a conversation. Thanks for listening. Thanks for bearing with me on this one, guys. And I think that's going to do it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified next time our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.